Nearly a quarter of Turkish gross domestic product is from the manufacturing sector. Small family businesses like this factory that makes door frames are at the heart of the economy. But despite economic growth, workers like Mustafa are struggling to make ends meet. He came out of retirement just to put food on the table.
I see prices at the markets increase every day. If something costs 40 lira or $1.90 today, it becomes 50 lira or $2.40 next week. It's impossible not to be affected by inflation. Our president found a solution for global food security by convincing several nations to agree on a grain deal. But food prices in our own country are increasing.
As Recep Tayyip Erdogan begins another five-year term, people are hoping for better prospects. His non-traditional policies are based on ensuring economic growth, whatever the cost. The result, high inflation, reduced foreign investment and a shortage of US dollars, causing a widening current account deficit. Now, analysts say a devaluation of the lira may be coming, which will mean further burden on the economy.
In 2021, the government decided to protect Turks against currency devaluations. That's resulted in over $100 billion that are now owed by the government to corporations and households. But none of these challenges are new for Turkey, which has dodged worse economic crises in the past.
Natural gas deposits found in the Black Sea 3 years ago are worth an estimated $1 trillion. And analysts say that, combined with Erdogan's re-election, is likely to stabilize the economy.
Erdogan will have more tools to better run the economy in his new term, with energy resources, high-tech production and qualified people running the economy. Turkey is the third largest developing economy this year.
Those include the launch of the so-called Century of Turkey, a roadmap of programs, projects and targets as the country prepares to mark its 100th anniversary in October. But making that vision a reality hinges on resolving multidimensional challenges. To address inflation, the government increased salaries. That means higher costs for manufacturers.
We've been experiencing a dire economic situation since the pandemic, but especially in the past year. We have a shortage of skilled workers, such as welders. The government has increased the minimum wage, and this has put pressure on us. We're asking the government to support employers, otherwise we're going to lose our competitive edge in the international market.
And the spark needed to reignite the economy will come from actions, not words. Shama Mijawid, Al Jazeera, Ankara.